Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Strong earthquake rattles West Texas. A strong earthquake shook a sparsely populated patch of desert in West Texas on Thursday, causing tremors felt as far away as the Mexican city of Ciudad Juarez. The magnitude 5.3 earthquake struck around 3:30 p.m., according to Jim D. Berry, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Midland. He said the strength of the quake means it likely caused damage in the remote oil patch and scrubland, but none has been reported so far. DeBerry said the epicenter was about 25 miles south of Mentone, a tiny community south of New Mexico state line, and 95 miles west of Midland. State Representative Eddie Morales Jr., whose district includes Mentone, said he spoke with local authorities and there were no reported injuries. He said via Twitter that state officials will be inspecting roads, bridges, and other infrastructure as a precaution. DeBerry said there were reports of people feeling vibrations from the quake 200 miles west in the border city of Ciudad Juarez and as far south as Terlingua, a small community near the Rio Grande and Big Bend National Park. Trustees discuss Seagrass Stadium modifications. Facing higher-than-expected bids for James Seagrass Stadium, Odessa College has made proposed modifications to the project. The stadium plans was one of the items the Odessa College Board of Trustees reviewed during a workshop Wednesday at the Wood Math and Science Building. They will be taken up at the regular board meeting at 6 p.m. December 1st in the Electronics Technology Building. Vice President for Administrative Services Ken Zartner said the revised proposed value is $4.9 million. They were planning for $3.5 to $4 million, but that didn't include items like a digital scoreboard. Zartner said the companies they are currently using for other projects didn't bid because of worker and construction superintendent shortages. Delaying putting in lights, reducing some of the turf, and reducing the number of shade structures from 13 to 5 were some of the value engineering measures taken. They can add shade structures as more funds become available. Some of the turf that was going to be put in with will be concrete. They won't be waterproofing the brick around the building. They already have water-resistant technology, Zartner said. Plans are to put in a digital scoreboard. There is still fundraising to be done, but the project is expected to be complete in fall 2023. Board Chair Gary Johnson said, once the stadium is being used by the community, that could entice people to contribute to it. President Gary Williams said they will have some usage fee income. In other business, the board discussed renewal of terms for directors of the Odessa College Foundation and appointment of new directors to the OC Foundation. Vice President of Advancement Business and Governmental Relations Jackie Gore discussed a pending contribution to the OC truck driving program. She hopes to share more information in January. Texas Tech and TTU K-12 Win Pilot Grant offer free diploma completion. Texas Tech University and TTU K-12, the university's fully online school district, have been awarded a $1.8 million in funding from the U.S. Department of Education and the Texas Workforce Commission to establish a statewide distance education pilot program to help students complete their high school diploma or equivalent. The one-year pilot program will provide free high school classes and GED test prep sessions for 1,000 students throughout Texas who want to complete their diploma or earn their GED, a news release said. This grant highlights our commitment to innovative education and providing access to a high school diploma to students wherever they might be, said Scott Lucas, superintendent of TTU K-12. The TTU's K-12 team is ready to assist interested individuals in completing their diploma or preparing for their GED test. Lucas, the principal investor on the grant, says the program will run through September 2023, and interested individuals can find out more and apply here. The grant targets people more than 21 years old who did not finish high school. Texas Tech is committed to the economic and cultural development of the state, said Brian Still, interim vice provost for e-learning and academic partnerships. Working with Texas residents to achieve high school certification is part of achieving this mission. Texas Tech University K through 12 will provide tutoring services, support services, and college career readiness training for students involved in the program. Through a partnership with Texas Tech, the Texas Workforce Commission, and the Texas Education Agency, students in the program will want to sit for their GED while be given GED testing waivers, so the test is a little to no cost to them. Obituaries for November 17th. Lisa Lou Ann Hopkins Hollifield passed away peacefully Thursday, November 10th in Midland, Texas. Lisa hit the floor running as the firstborn child of Dugan and Linda Hopkins, arriving September 17, 1958 in Jenna, Louisiana. Lisa is preceded in death by the love of her life, husband Steve Lemuel Hollifield, Jr. of Midland, father Carlton Douglas Dugan Hopkins of Midland, brother Douglas Nelson Hopper Hopkins, great-niece Hunter Ann Smith of Midland, great-nephew Gunner Craig Smith of Powell, Tennessee, mother-in-law Sandra Nell Hollifield of Midland, father-in-law Steve Lemuel Hollifield of Midland, brother-in-law James Jeffrey Hollifield of Midland. Lisa is survived by her four children, daughters Landry Allison Hollifield of Midland, Lindsay Jonell Venerable and husband Travis Michael Venerable of Midland, Laramie Jane Hollifield, and fiancé Brett Von Harriman of Sunnyvale, Texas, son Lemuel Jacob Jake Hollifield of Midland, and many grandchildren. She is survived by her mother, Linda Louise Hopkin of Midland, sister Linda Jane Smith and husband Stephen Craig Smith of Midland, nephews Brandon Craig Smith and wife Brittany of Powell, Tennessee, Stephen Cole Smith and wife Yolanda of Midland, Nicholas Kate Smith of Midland, Tyler Shane Smith and wife Emily of Midland. Family will receive friends on Thursday, November 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the branch at Nally Pickle and Welch in Midland. Her celebration of life will be held Friday at 2 p.m. at Stonegate Fellowship Church. Interment will follow at Rest Haven Memorial Park. The family asks that any donations made in her name be directed to the All Heart Gunner Foundation, a foundation very near to her heart, in honor of her great-nephew Gunner. www.allheartgunner.com. Herbert Lloyd Joyner, age 93, passed away on Friday, November 11th in Dallas. He was born on May 15, 1929 in Duster, Texas, to Herbert and Stella Joyner. Lloyd was raised in Jal, New Mexico. He is survived by his wife Bonnie Joyner of Dallas, son Michael Joyner and wife Patty of Lubbock, Steve Joyner and wife Linda of Nashville, and daughter Roxanne Wright and husband Dennis of Plano. He was granddad to 8 grandchildren and 12 great-grandchildren. A funeral service will be held on Thursday, November 17th at 10 a.m. at the Ted Dickey West Funeral Home at 7990 President George Bush Turnpike, Dallas. Burial will be Tuesday, November 29th at 2 p.m. at the Kermit Cemetery in Kermit, Texas. Reception for Herbert will be held Thursday, November 17th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Ted Dickey West Funeral Home, 7990 President George Bush Turnpike, Dallas, 75252, followed by a funeral service at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Permian Basin Calendar. Here is a listing of upcoming and continuing events in the Permian Basin. Have an event? Email oalife at oaoa.com. Cast your vote for region charities. Permian Basin residents can help their favorite charities secure rewards ranging from $7,000 to $500 by participating in the Community Rewards Program sponsored by Citibank. Citibank will make available a total of $60,000 to be awarded to 30 local nonprofits to assist them in carrying out their missions of hope and service to people in need. Charities are grouped by category. Vote for only one agency from the full list at tinyurl.com/2P8ST44M. Must be 18 to vote. Voting will end at 8 p.m. December 2nd, and winners will be announced December 8th. For more information on registering your organization for the next community rewards, contact Michelle Haugland at marketing@city.bank. Sky Gallery Exhibit. The Sky Gallery exhibit by Kate Brakey and Brett Starr will be on display through December 2nd in the Odessa College Goff Gallery at Sedate Hall. The gallery is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Friday. Call 432-335-6490 or email bphillips@odessa.edu or visit odessa.edu. Downtown Odessa Incorporated and the City of Odessa will present the annual Parade of Lights festivities December 3rd. The Parade of Lights Market will take place from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Texas Avenue from 3rd to 5th Streets. There will be inflatables, vendors, and more. Children may drop off letters to Santa and take a free picture with Santa from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Copper Rose Building, 415 North Grant Avenue. The Parade of Lights will start at 6:30 p.m. at the intersection of 23rd Street and Andrews Highway and continue south, taking a right on 3rd Avenue. Registration for the event has begun, and slots are limited to 175 organization entries. For more information or to register, visit tinyurl.com/YCKM-6MEA. The Odessa Police Department will be participating in the 2022 Salvation Army Toy Drive through December 12th. Citizens can drop off new, unwrapped toys by placing them in the red barrels located in front lobby of the OPD, 205 North Grant Avenue. Visit tinyurl.com/32BHCR4Y. The Gifty Grinchmas Market. The Gifty Grinchmas Market has scheduled a pop-up Christmas market from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. November 18th and from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. November 19th at the Horseshoe Arena, 2514 Arena Trail. Admission is $5 at the door, the proceeds of which will be donated to 311 Ministries. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/5RJB2YMY. Free Tamale Sampling. The Gourmet Tamale will present a tamale sampling event from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. November 18th at the Tailgate, 4401 North Big Spring Street, Midland. There will also be live music, local vendors, and more. Visit tinyurl.com/2RPSYXAN. Odessa Shakespeare Festival, Odessa Arts, and the Great Shakespeare Roadshow will present Shakespeare's Macbeth at 7 p.m. November 18th at the Globe Theater, 2308 Shakespeare Road. General admission tickets are $10. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit odessashakespeare.org. UTPB Orchestra Concert. The UTPB Music Department has scheduled an orchestra concert at 7 p.m. November 18th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 North FM 1788 Midland. Admission is free. Visit tinyurl.com/59R3ESFY. Gary Allen Concert. La Hacienda Event Center, 12610 State Highway 191 Midland, will present Gary Allen for Ruthless Tour at 8 p.m. November 18th. Visit tinyurl.com/ms56EFRU. Reginald Bruman Ballard. Reginald Bruman Ballard will present a comedy show at 10 p.m. November 18th at Intoxicated Bar and Barbershop, 902 North County Road West. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/2ms4BDW2. Drumstick-Midland College, 3600 North Garfield Street, Midland, will present a 5K run-walk on November 19th. Check-in starts at 8:30 a.m. Event begins at 9 a.m. T-shirt will be awarded to the first 50 participants to arrive, mini pies to the first 50 finishers, and a turkey drumstick to the first 25 people to register. This is a free event, but registration is required. For more information or to register, visit tinyurl.com/8kp96u4p. Second Annual Turkey Trot. Odessa College will present the second annual Turkey Trot Come and Go event from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. November 19th at the OC Wrangler Trails, 201 West University Boulevard. Visit tinyurl.com/2p8krc36. Santa Fly-In Christmas Kickoff, Music City Mall, 4101 East 42nd Street, will present a Christmas kickoff event at 9 a.m. November 19th. Kids will love activities including cookies and cocoa, video games, characters, balloon animals, music, bounce houses, and more. Santa might even be landing in a helicopter in the north parking lot. Visit tinyurl.com/2ex5d3yd. Silver Spur Gun and Blade Show. Silver Spur Trade Show will present a Silver Spur Gun and Blade Show from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. November 19th and from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. November 20th at Midland County Horseshoe Arena, 2514 Arena Trail, Midland. General admission is $8 at the door. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/mrxsv4jp. Sensory-friendly movie screening. Synergy Odessa, 8250 East Highway 191, will present a sensory-friendly screening of Pinocchio at 9:30 a.m. November 19th. These films feature brightened light levels, reduced sound volume, and room for guest interaction and movement. This event is free to attendees. The event is sponsored by Superior Health Plan. Visit tinyurl.com/h9sy2ky7. Skate Show, Learn to Skate. The MCM Rink and Roll, 4101 East 42nd Street, will present a skate show by the LA Roller Girls at 11 a.m. November 19th, as well as a Learn to Skate workshop at 6:30 p.m. November 20th. The LA Roller Girls have been seen on The Voice, Lip Sync Battle, and in the Bruno Mars music video Skate. Their skate show will be a fast-paced and fun, featuring aerobatics, music, and other special guests. Visit tinyurl.com/2ex5d3yd. 51st Tejano Supercar Show. Texas Tours Entertainment has scheduled the 51st Tejano Super Show starting at 11 a.m. November 19th and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. November 20th at the Ector County Coliseum, 4201 Andrews Highway. Cash awards will be given for the best vehicles in a number of categories, including street rods, trucks, motorcycles, and lowriders. Vendor slots are available starting at $300 for an outdoor food vendor spot, and general admission tickets are available for $25. For purchase tickets or contact the event organizer, call 432-653-3710 or visit TejanoSupershow.com. West Texas Trade Days. The Loyal Order of the Moose Lodge, 2711 North Dixie Boulevard, has scheduled trade days from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. November 19th. Visit tinyurl.com/3tt598ud. Fix West Texas will present an adoption event from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. November 19th at Petco, 6209 East Highway 191. Looking for a new family member? Come out and meet some awesome animals. All pets are fixed and vaccinated. The adoption fee is $50. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/yck6dr2a. Sassy Dog Rescue will present a Pints and Pets fundraiser photo shoot from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at November 19th at Tall City Brewing Company, 3303 West Golf Course Road, Midland. Come by, get a photo with your pet, and sip on a pint of beer. Each photo shoot will cost $40. For more information, call tinyurl.com/s7 4EBB6U, Fiddlesticks Farms, Fiddlesticks Farms, 5610 East County Road 120, Midland, will conclude its fall season from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. November 19th. Visit fiddlestickfarms.com. Dungeons & Dragons Club, the Ector County Library, 321 West 5th Street, will present a meeting of the Dungeons & Dragons Club from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. November 19th. Learn how to play the game, level up a character, work as a team, and have a good time. For more information, call 432-332-0633 or visit ector.lib.tx.us. Community Mental Health Day. Game Plan Counseling and Consulting will present a Community Mental Health Day at 3 p.m. November 19th at Midland Classical Academy, 5711 Whitman Drive, Midland. Gather mental health resources from vendors, hear stories of brokenness and triumph during a panel discussion, and support your city team during the All-Star Game, Midland versus Odessa. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/URFVSKE9. Odessa Shakespeare Festival. Odessa Arts and Great Shakespeare Roadshow will present Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., November 19th at the Globe Theater, 2308 Shakespeare Road. General admission tickets are $10. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit odessashakespeare.org. The Panhandlers. The Ector Theater, 500 North Texas Avenue, will present The Panhandlers from 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. November 19th. Featured entertainers will be Josh Abbott, John Bowman, William Clark Green, and Flatland Cavalry's Cleto Cordero. Visit tinyurl.com/HWF6WKHV. Knights of Columbus Charity Fundraiser. Knights of Columbus Council 10404 will present a charity fundraiser featuring Ruben Ramos and the Mexican Revolution, Little Joe y la Familia, and Pepillo y los Diamantes de Ojinaga at 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. November 19th at American Legion, 2701 East 8th Street. Space is limited. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/2D8W2KE9 or call Tino Vuelva at 432-258-3416 to reserve a table. Thanksgiving Dinner. Cornerstone Worship Center, 1821 East Yukon Road, has scheduled a Thanksgiving dinner following services at noon November 20th. Fried chicken pieces and tenders will be provided. Attendees are asked to bring a side or dessert. Visit tinyurl.com/3J3UKZPU. Dick the Halls Pizza Party. The Orchard Church, 6112 North Highway 349 Midland, will present a pizza dinner at the church as it is decorated for Christmas at 4:30 p.m. November 20th. Visit tinyurl.com/VXWDT3PU. Magical Cirque Christmas. Netherlands National Markets will present a Magical Cirque Christmas November 20th at the Wagner Noel Performing Arts Center, 1310 FM 1788 Midland. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. Event starts at 6:30 p.m. Visit tinyurl.com/2CDTUZX5. The Skit Guys. First Baptist Church of Midland, 2104 West Louisiana Avenue, Midland, will present a free comedy show featuring the Skit Guys, November 20th. The doors open at 6:15 and the show starts at 6:30. The Skit Guys have traveled the world performing at events, churches, and conferences. They have grown SkitGuys.com into a media resource for pastors with countless videos and scripts that are used in churches all over the world. The Skit Guys also have a web series called Bedtime Bible Stories, their Laugh More podcast, and a book on friendship called Smells Like Bacon, as well as comedy DVDs. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/357S2A73. Which COVID-19 vaccine booster is better? Dear Dr. Roach, my oldest daughter would like your advice regarding COVID-19 booster vaccinations. She has been seeking guidance, but so far she has not been able to find anything that pertains to someone in her situation. She got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in March 2021 and a Moderna booster in October 2021. She is in her mid-30s, works as a flight attendant, and has a young child. Also, her husband has rheumatoid arthritis. Should she get a bivalent booster to better cover Omicron? If so, then which would be better, Pfizer or Moderna, BH? Answer, I would strongly recommend either the Pfizer or Moderna bivalent booster for her. Most of the data are for keeping the same booster, Moderna for her, although there are some theoretical reasons why mixing and matching might be advantageous. It's particularly important for her to get a booster shot because she is at an increased risk for exposure due to her occupation. It's also important for her not to spread the disease to her husband, who may be at increased risk, as many people with rheumatoid arthritis are on medication that predisposes them to more severe COVID infections. The CDC has a tool to help people choose when and what type of booster to get at www.tinyurl.com/CDC Booster COVID.
Here was the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter Telegram on Thursday, November 17th. Widow encounters happiness following years of violence. Dear Abby, I have been a widow for 6 months. My late husband was a physically and verbally abusive alcoholic. I spent numerous nights in the ER waiting to be seen and nursed many black eyes throughout the years. During all those years of abuse, which was witnessed by numerous friends and family, I remained faithful and dedicated to him and our marriage, but due to the toxicity of our relationship, I was severely depressed and needed antidepressants. I tried many times to get him help and had family interventions, only to end up being threatened with getting all my teeth knocked out. My dilemma is that one of our friends has become more than just a friend. This man is a kind, caring individual and has done more for me this last couple of weeks than my husband did my entire marriage. I have been so happy recently, but I feel guilty for feeling this way and wonder if I should be ashamed for not grieving longer. I feel maybe I'm doing something wrong by being happy and not having to deal with the abuse. What do you think? Signed, Survivor in Virginia. Dear Survivor, what I think is that you should be grateful you are free of your abusive late husband. I see no reason why you should feel guilty for not grieving the death of that disturbed individual. That said, it's very important you take your time before getting into another exclusive relationship. You are extremely vulnerable now. You need to heal from the years of abuse you've experienced and possibly receive counseling to ensure you don't drift toward the familiar or overlook warning signs of another potential abuser. Dear Abby, my husband's brother and his family live out of state. They never invite my husband's parents to spend any holiday with them. In fact, they initiate no visits with them at all or travel to the area where we live. We live in the same city as my in-laws. My dilemma, I do not want to have my husband's parents at our house for every holiday dinner we host. My children are getting older, one is married, and we don't see them often. Sometimes I want to get together with just our immediate family, but then I feel guilty if I don't always include the in-laws. I think my husband's brother should step up to the plate and invite his parents for at least one holiday. I don't think it's fair to expect us to always have them at our house. What do you think? Signed, Needing a Break in Ohio. Dear Needing, I agree that this pattern, established heaven knows how long ago, has placed an unfair burden on you. Your husband is long overdue for a conversation with his brother to see if something can be worked out. However, if your brother-in-law is unwilling, you may have to have your smaller family celebrations the night before or the night after the holiday.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.